Northwest Christian School Online provides online Christian education for any students, ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. The tuition is fully covered through the state of Arizona's ESA program and is affordable for families out of state. You can count on NCS Online for a rigorous, proven online program that establishes a robust biblical worldview for all students. For more information, go to ncsonline.org. That's ncsonline.org.
Well, hello, Northwest Christian family. I'm here with Mrs. Hunter again. I'm here with Brandon Southall. Teaches our senior Bible class. I'm here with Stacy Gibson, who teaches our freshman English class, and Tyler Collins, who this year will be teaching our sophomores Bible. So really excited to hear from this group here. Last week we heard from Robbie and Devon. We'll hear more from them in the summertime as it progresses. But we're here to talk about the image of God, the Imago Dei, where we came from, what we're doing here, what our purpose on this planet is, And it was fun to hear again from those guys, Robbie and Devon. But I want to hear from people that are on the ground with your students. And so when you hear the word Imago Dei and the importance of it being here, what does that do to any of you guys?
I think, and just again reiterating how foundational it is to our identity and how we treat one another, and just like that I think needs to be said again, and just because I think that's actually where it comes into practice and to play every day with us, with students.
Yeah, I'd say it's foundational to the story of the Bible and who we are, and also to our role and our purpose in life. If we don't understand that we are created in the image of God, that changes who we are and our purpose in life. So that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I again and again, right? Because I still struggle with who I am, what my purpose on this. I know freshmen really do. They're in this like new role. They're like wide-eyed. So how do you see this as a struggle with freshmen?
I think a lot of times when they come in, they're not really sure who they are in terms of even just being in high school. And they came from eighth grade where they're kind of like at the top of the ladder, so to speak. And then they come in as freshmen. And I think they just need to remember to be who they are and not try to change for anybody. Yeah. And realize that we're all made perfect in His image.
Yeah. And I've seen you do this with my kids and so many other kids, Mrs. Gibson, telling kids who they are. You send the emails, the text, you remind them, and you do a great job of that. Have you had kids that don't get it?
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure you had a lot, yeah. But what's that look like?
Yeah, I think they just struggle with maybe trying to fit in or doing things that maybe aren't in line with really who they are. Mm-hmm. And they take those mistakes and they, I feel like they label themselves wrongly, and then they need to kind of revisit and revamp who they are and remember who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, again, we've talked about culture, TC, for years. You and I, we've talked about that and this idea of kingdom culture. How does that Imago Dei relate with the culture, with either kingdom culture or this idea?
Yeah, certainly. There's a big picture topics that image of God hits on, obviously sanctity of life and racism and on and on and on, all these big topics. And we like to teach them worldviews and help them understand what God's ideal is and what God's mind is on these things. But then I like to bring it back to them. And Stacy or Mrs. Gibson is talking about how we view ourselves based on the image of God. And I really always like to bring it back to how do you treat other people? Because they are image bearers as well. And so helping them to see that, as Nicole said again and again, that we would remind them that person that drives them crazy is made in God's image. That person that maybe doesn't believe what they believe, that person that doesn't look like them, act like them, maybe doesn't even treat them right, is also made in God's image. And so all of those things contribute to culture here at Northwest. If we could remember, simply just remember that we're all made in God's image, how big of a difference that could make.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it goes all the way down to the littles. Like, mm-hmm. I just think, even though we all teach upper grades, have taught upper grades, we're all parents and we've all had littles. currently have a whole household of littles.
Yeah.
But I just know it's that we just want from the time they're so, so little to understand like that they're precious, and they're precious because of God's design of them. Yeah, they have really cool parents, but really it's about who God's made them to be. And we just, when we get to have kids here from the time they're really little, and our teachers, our preschool teachers, I just think they should be paid billions of dollars. Yeah. They do the most amazing job with our little kids. And they're reiterating and making these identity statements that are tied to the image of God. So even though little kids don't understand and grasp the abstract concept, here at Northwest Christian, like, we want them to get that because it's core to their identity and core to how they're going to treat each other and how they're going to treat people in the world. And so I think it's really, really awesome that it's something that all the way down from the very tinies, we are constantly, our kids here are constantly hearing, you know, you're made in God's image, you're beautiful, yeah. you're kind, you are precious to Him, you are His masterpiece, and all of that. And I think that's one thing that's really exciting about being in Christian Ed and knowing that at whatever grade level they're at, this message is just being poured into them every day.
Yeah, getting to see that firsthand, as you mentioned, with my boys, like, just helping them understand, why do I treat this person kindly? Why do I have to act nicely? Why do I have to share? Why do I have to do these things? Well, because Jesus is the image of the invisible God, and we are called to follow Jesus, and we get to do that. And so, man, even this last school year, seeing these teachers pour into my kids and show them love and grace and mercy and teach them about justice in little ways from the time they're 2-3 years old to, you know, we get them as some of us as seniors and get to talk about some of those deeper theological things. It's like, that's building who they are and how they treat others and how they live this life. It's truly foundational, which is why we all love this place and love that our kids are here and just blessed to be a part of this family.
100%. I Stacy and Nicole, you get them as freshmen, you get them on the way out. Are they struggling with this still? Is it a big issue, this Imago Dei, with seniors as they're getting ready to go in the real world?
Yeah, I think for them it's heightened in a little bit just because they're trying to figure out, what do I want to be when I grow up? What am I going to do when I go to college? What's that decision I'm going to make? What does that look like for me? What is my purpose? And so helping them understand that, and God created you with gifts and talents and for a reason and for a purpose. And you can love others and image God as a doctor, as a police officer, as a garbage man. Like, you get to love people and to treat people in a way that honors God and images Him, no matter what you do, is huge. And so they're wrestling with, how am I going to do that in my future? So getting them to walk through that with them is huge.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think, too, one thing when we think about here at Northwest Christian, what does this look like for us, this image of God, and what teachers do and what administration does? And I think one of the things that I've seen my friends and colleagues do in administration is when we come to when they get naughty, when we have disciplinary issues, that's one thing I've seen. I know I've heard, Stacy, you do this with kids, and it's to take it back. Let's just set the naughty behavior aside for a second. Let's remind you who you really are in Christ. And I just think that's another gift that we get to do here, that we're not behavior monitors. Like, we get to pour truth into them and every opportunity. And sometimes when it's a disciplinary issue, is one of our greatest opportunities to remind kids who they are and how this image of God can play out in their lives and transform them.
Yeah. That's pretty, why I love having you here again, Mrs. Gibson, because that's pretty obvious in Bible, but it's not just about Bible. We're all kind of Bible teachers. How do you do this? How do you transpose that through English? Or language arts, I don't know what the... yeah.
English language arts. You got all three?
English language arts, yeah.
Yes. Well, with everything that we study, I try to bring it back to God and to the Bible. And for instance, with Romeo and Juliet, and we talk about, you know, teen love, and how is God's love different than Romeo and Juliet's love? And I try to take things back in that way and apply it to their lives.
Okay. We call that biblical integration, right? Yeah. That's what I mean. That's a beautiful thing about this school, and some, it's not just Bible class and then English class and math class. No, we see God in the middle of all of it. What's at stake here if our kids don't understand this, that they are created in the image of God?
Yeah, I think all these things thrown together. I mean, we don't know who we are. We struggle with insecurities that will carry it long into adulthood. It's not just now when they're young. It's continuing on, and that's even as adults, we still mm-hmm. probably.
I don't think you need to say things. Probably.
No yeah. problem.
I think you can just. It's just yeah. true. We all know it.
Right, and there's still insecurities that we deal with if we can't keep coming back to. No, we're made in God's image. No, we're holy because of Him. And I love that 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2. Paul's intro to the church of Corinth says, "You are holy." He calls them holy, and then he goes on to list all these, as you said, naughty behaviors, like all these terrible things that they do. But no, who they are is they're holy because of Jesus stamping that on them, and we're image bearers. We're holy if we can walk in that, if we can remember that. But if we can't remember that, then we kind of follow a lie. We listen to what the world around us tells us how we should live and how we should act and how we should view ourselves, and all of those things can be really unhealthy.
Brandon, you did something, Mr. Southall, you did something really interesting when you were talking, and you used image of God, used it as a verb. And I love that you did that, because a lot of times we talk about this as a noun. We are the image of God. But when you were talking about it, I don't even know if you noticed, but you used it as a verb. Would you just unpack that a little bit about what's the difference of that, or why that's important that we have a grasp of both things, that we are image bearers and we image God?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, to go back to kind of just understanding what that even is in the Bible, it even gets translated as idol at times in the Bible, that same word in the original language. And it's because it's meant to represent what that person is. And so when we are the image of God, we are literally, in a sense, kind of an idol of God, in that we represent the figure, the person of God. And so as we love others, we image God in that way. We actively represent, reflect, mirror God in that way. When we bring justice to a situation, we actively image God in that way. And that goes for all of God's attributes. And I think that's so huge for us to understand, even going back to what you were just talking about. It's like, what does this matter for our life? Well, it matters for your relationships. And the quality of our life is built upon our relationships. And if I can't have a good relationship, my life's going to be pretty bad. And my ability to image God in my relationships is going to affect my joy, my peace, my comfort, my relationships with every single person that I'm encountering on a daily basis, both that I love actively in my family, but also those that I just come into contact with. I get a chance to love others that are around me. And I even just think of certain jobs that, you know, lawyers get to bring justice to just broken situations and people hurting and in need. And that's imaging God actively, bringing that in those places where it doesn't exist right now because of the sin and brokenness in our world.
Yeah, the truth of that, it's something we are. Like, God has created us in His image. We are therefore God's image and something we do. And I think that's really profound and beautiful.
Oh. And I love what you mentioned about our brokenness, and that our brokenness is welcome here. And I have a sign in my classroom that Mr. Collins' daughter painted for me. And it's just a good reminder, because I think a lot of people think if you're at a Christian school that everything is perfect and you don't have, you know, hard times. And that is just not the case. And I think by showing the students, no matter who they are, that we love them as they are. And we're there to walk alongside them through the journey, through the good and the bad.
Yeah. I love it. Brendan Manning said that God loves us just as we are, not as we should be, because mm-hmm. we're never going to be as we should be. And this is big, big stuff. And I'm so grateful for these people that are passing on to my kids, to your kids, and so many others. A verse I want to leave you with is Galatians 2:20. And this is true about me, you, all of us. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Nicole and I have a friend named John who his book says, on my worst day, I am Christ in Chris Gardner. And that's my identity. That's who I am. I'm created in the image of God. I need to remind of that. The song, I Am Who You Say I Am, I listen to that all the time. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much to my friends here.
Northwest Christian School has made Biblical Worldview online courses available to all high school students for transcript credit, regardless of whether they attend public school, private school, charter school, or homeschool. Frameworks is an exciting new initiative utilizing the learning management system of Grand Canyon University. For more information, visit BibleClassesForPublicSchools.com.